This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Mark,
now on the clock.
Mark Grody hosts radio shows here at the Score. Today's co-hosting Spiegel and Holmes, but he also famously has done an off-season Bears show called On the Clock, now going on year three. Is that right?
This will be year three. Yes, we did it because the Bears had had the number one picks.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that would be a neat thing to do.
Sure.
Because of the...
Because they were on the clock.
Right, because they were on the clock.
So, now they're not.
Not on the clock.
But you don't care.
They are the number 10 overall pick. On the Clock is back this year. We pushed for it. We got what we wanted. We signed the dotted line, and it's a brand name.
All
that's
right,
what
good.
Parth and I decided.
All right, that's great. So I'm not going to quibble with that anymore. I'll leave that to
Stop
Shane.
With the quibbling.
I won't quibble. This is quibble-free the rest of the segment.
Good.
If you were on the clock, which you are and appear to be, you seem to have thoughts on where the Bears should go in their draft pick.
I do. I have gotten to the side of understanding that an offensive lineman would look really nice at number 10. I am down with a defensive tackle is where I am right at this very moment for the Bears at number 10 overall. I'll even get more specific with you. I would like Mason Graham out of Michigan. I know, maybe won't be there, maybe will. Mason Graham out of Michigan, 6'3", 320, 46 tackles, 3.5 sacks over 3 years. He is a 3 technique.
I'd love Mason Graham, too. I don't think he's going to be there.
Maybe, but, let's just give
it
a little
like,
time.
I love Abdul Carter. He's not going to be there. Like, I think those are the two best... if you consider Travis Hunter a defensive player, then they're two of the three best defensive players. And obviously Travis Hunter is both, but like, I would love if Mason Graham is there. That's an insta draft.
Yes.
I agree with that.
Yes. Yes. You take that guy, you put him in and you're not going to have a problem with him in theory for the next 6 to 7 years. Walter Nolan would be another guy out of Ole Miss, 6'3", 305, 74 tackles, 6.5 sacks, a 3-year starter, wins as a rusher with his athleticism and plays to the strength and the ability is able to beat up blockers when singled up. So
another interior defensive lineman from Mississippi.
Correct.
And there are a couple, there's another Michigan one
too,
Kenneth Grant.
Yes.
So there's a pile of interior linemen. So you're wanting need and you're wanting defense.
This is a really good year for interior defensive linemen and defensive ends and edge rushers for that matter. We know how much this defense, this 4-3 defense, it's been starving for a 3 technique that hasn't arrived yet. Gervon Dexter did nice things, but he's not. And think about it. Think about it through the years. It's a really hard position to get, like that interior lineman who can do damage, who can get to the quarterback. When Akiem Hicks was here, what a difference maker he was as a defensive lineman. When Tommy Harris was here as a three technique,
it
was only like 3 or 4 years where he was great. Mongo. I'm having trouble thinking of Bears like defensive linemen of the past.
Ted Washington.
That's a good one. Keith Traylor, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
The Fridge. Like, we're going way back now. I didn't want to have to dance into the 80s, but William Perry was very good at the position. Obviously, Mongo. Tim Flanagan. I mean, like, he's probably a middle guy. But think about it. Like,
yeah.
That is such a hard position to nail down in this league, and there's a lot of good ones.
You give Akiem Hicks. Give Akiem Hicks some love in that regard.
Oh, I did. Yeah, it was the first guy I mentioned.
Okay, good.
Appreciate you listening, too. Yeah.
I deserve that.
Yeah, the first guy.
I deserve that so much.
I loved Akiem Hicks, the player.
Yeah.
And the guy. I mean, I loved Akiem. I love talking. One of my favorite people to talk to.
Let me ask you a question. How about Akiem Hicks? Did you mention him?
You know what? Akiem Hicks would be great. What's Akiem Hicks doing these days?
Not showing up for radio
is
hits.
Is this Hall? Check me out, Hall. Don't you ever ask me about Khalil Mack again.
All right, so you feel locked and loaded on the defense.
What if I told you that they
need a defensive end as much or more than they need a defensive tackle? I think that actually puts you in a good spot.
Then I guess they'd have to go draft Abdul Carter out of Penn State.
I don't think they're going to get Abdul. He's not going to be there. But by the time they get to that spot, you might be looking at the very best edge rusher. Whether it's Mike Green from Marshall or one of the two Georgia guys, Jalen Walker is one of the Georgia guys, and there's another one. There's two of them, Michael Williams. So, like, you could have those guys and a defensive tackle. Probably not Mason Graham is what I'm guessing, but, like, it's a fascinating thing. It is because we talk about Ben's vision. We're really getting to Dennis Allen's vision.
This part is. Yeah.
Because this is a Dennis Allen 4-3 defense, not a Matt Eberflus, Rod Marinelli 4-3 defense. This is a slightly different tree, a slightly different lineage. And for an upcoming Ben's vision, we should probably tilt it and do a Dennis Allen's vision and get as inside the mindset of that guy's defensive vision as we possibly can.
And my best guess would be if Dennis Allen could name a position, he'd be like, yo, yeah, we need that three technique. And of course, I mean, for the last two plus years now, I guess since Ngakoue was the last guy that they went out and got in the name of rushing the passer, this side of Montez Sweat.
Yeah, since Robert Quinn.
Yeah, I mean, like finding that guy. So I would imagine, I mean, I'm just guessing right now because we just don't know, like, what does Dennis Allen think and what is the number one thing he needs to operate this defense? It sure felt with Matt Eberflus that it was that three technique that they tried. Justin Jones was the first guy to come in and he was fine.
Yeah.
And then Gervon Dexter comes in and again, fine, but not the guy who you put in there to make that whole thing work.
See, when you have a quarterback, that's when you want there to be a big run on quarterbacks in the top 10. You know, you want all those teams chasing up there so your pick just gets better and better and better. And unfortunately, there's only a few that are going to go up there. Probably just two, and Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders.
Let me ask you this, Spiegel, here, Rager, since we were talking about the possibility that Ben Johnson, you know, if he is able to impose his will a little bit, that if he did want best player available, which and we mean that to the true spirit of it, doesn't have to be alignment. Would you go with that? Or do the Bears, Spiegel, the question is, do the Bears have to draft an offensive lineman or defensive lineman? Or would you be like, all right, if you want to go crazy and draft the best receiver that's available or the best running back that's available?
That would be very hard for me to stomach.
Right, but that's what Ben Johnson might impose. Would we sit back and say, okay, this Ben Johnson, he's a genius. He knows what's up. All right, and got Ashton Jeanty.
That's the only one.
You would.
That's
you
the
would
only
do
one.
That at 10.
I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I want O-line or D-line.
Okay, you answered the question.
But if that's the only guy. Like, I don't want a wide receiver. I couldn't talk myself into another young wide receiver.
With you on that.
I would listen to the possibility of running back.
I would too.
If they're convinced that he's the guy, like that's maybe I could get talked into that possibility. If, especially if they spend a lot of money on the O line and the D line in free agency.
Yeah.
So we'll get there, but it's a really good question. Only that guy and that spot, other than the line, and I don't even really like it that much. Mark Brody has been on the clock. He will remain on the clock. He will not be on the line though next segment because you're right here. You know who will be on the line?
Ooh.
Bruce Levine.
Love Bruce.
Our Bruce Levine from Cubs camp on Cubs and White Sox stuff alike next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.